So you've asked me a question, how Madan Mohan, the deity of Madan Mohan, came to Vrindavan. Of course, the original deity of Madan Mohan was discovered by Srila Advaita Acharya before the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya was touring Vrindavan, maybe India. He was on pilgrimage yatra. And he came here to Vrindavan. He was doing bhajan under a banyan tree very near Sevakunj on the banks of the Yamuna, Jamunaji. That banyan tree is now called Advaitavat. While he was doing bhajan there, chanting, praying for the Lord to descend, then he had a dream. And Advaita saw in the dream the deity of Madan Gopal. He said, I'm here in this Dwarasaditya hill. Please uncover me. So he revealed the deity, and he was doing puja for some time. This is how the story is told. And then he wanted to return to Navadvip, to Shantipur and to Mayapur, to meet Lord Chaitanya. Because the Lord was ready now to begin his Sankirtan campaign. So Advaita Acharya took the deity of Madan Gopal, as he called him Madan Gopal, and he brought him to Vrindavan and left him in care of a Brahmin family of, excuse me, he brought him to Mathura and left Madan Gopal in care of a Brahmin named Damodar Chobe and his wife, Sri Vallabha. And later, of course, Sanatan Goswami took charge of that deity and changed the name to Madan Mohan and brought the deity to Vrindavan and began worshipping him on the top of Dwarasaditya Tila, which is the same tila or small hill on the bank of the Yamuna from where Madan Gopal had first manifested to Sri Advaita Acharya. The deities of Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Gopinath are known as the Teen Thakur, the three presiding deities of the Gaudiya Vaishnava religion. Sri Radha Madan Mohan, they are presiding over the area of Tattva and Siddhanta, known as Sambandha Gyan. And Sri Radha Govindaji, they are presiding over Abhideya Tattva, or the practice of Yoga Vyas, Bhakti Yoga Vyas, Sadhan Bhakti, Vaidhi Sadhana Raghana Visadhan. And then Prayojana Tattva, Murtis, or Radha Gopinath. Although Sanatana Goswami worshipped the deity of Madan Mohan and Dwarasaditya, actually kept him in a tree, there wasn't any proper temple until 1590, or maybe it was 1580, I think it was 1580 that Madan Mohan was opened. Then in 1590, Radha Govinda Day was opened. Govindaji Mandir, a very famous, beautiful, ornate mandir. And about 100 years later, 1670, Aurangzeb and his masquerade, marauding Mughals terrorized the people and Brahmins, and temples of Brajadam broke all the temples and disfigured the murtis. But hearing about this beforehand, Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Gopinath immediately left and stayed some time in Radhakund. Then they went on to Kamvan and finally to Jayapur. And when Jayapur princess, she was worshipping Madan Mohan, and she was being married, arranged marriage with the prince of Karoli, the son of Karoli's, son of the king of Karoli. But the princess told her father, Jai Singh, that I refuse to go there to my in-law's house or to my future husband's house in Karoli unless you allow me to bring Madan Mohan deity with me. As a princess was worshipping the deity from her youth, she was very attached and attracted to this beautiful deity, Madan Mohan. So her father, the king of Jaipur, Jai Singh, he arranged to make a beautiful palace and temple for Madan Mohan in Karoli before sending his daughter there. So now the original deity of Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan, can be seen in Karoli, which is about maybe 5 hours from Jaipur, also in Rajasthan. It's about 4 hours or so from Vrindavan. So Madan Mohan, there's a beautiful mantra written in respect to them by Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami in Adi Leela. This is known as Sri Sambandha Adideva Vandana, the prayer to the Lord of Sambandha Gyan, the presiding deities of Sambandha Gyan, one of the three Thakuras, or deities of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Jayatam surato pangor mama manda mater gati matsarvasva padam bojo radha madana mohano. Adi Leela 1, verse 15. Jayatam surato surata. All glories to Radha, Sri Radha and Madan Mohan, who are engaged in sublime amorous pastimes. So Jayatam Radha Madan Mohan Mohana, who are Surato, they're engaged in Surata. Surata means erotic love, conjugal, intimate conjugal love. Surata. Pangor mama manda matergati. So all glories to Radha Madan Mohan. They're the object of devotion, the object of attraction, the alamban, vishai, the subject of our love. And they are forever engaged in their intimate conjugal love sports, erotic love pastimes. But am I? Who am I? Who is approaching them? Who is praying to them? Who is begging them? It is a crippled person, a pangor, I have two broken legs, I can't walk, can hardly crawl. I'm lame, and mama mandamate. Mandamati means slow-brained, dull-brained, slow-brained, slow-thinking, dull-thinking. Mama, that's me. Pangora mama, mama, that's me, the lame person, lame, crippled, can't walk. And what else am I? I'm a fool. I'm stupid, I'm foolish. Mandamate. But what am I trying to do? I'm lame, I'm foolish, I'm devoid of intelligence. Yet, I'm taking you, Madan Mohan, as the all attractors, the attractors, the transcendental Cupid, transcendental Kamadev, Madan Mohan, and with Radharani. And please attract me, and your beauty, your sublime beauty, your wonderful, attractive sweetness, your delightful charm and kindness is capturing me, enchanting me, Mohano, and it's taking me away from Madan, Cupid, Kandarpa. You're the transcendental Cupid with transcendental sweetness, beauty, sweetness, charm, and delight, Madan Mohan, and you've captivated me, you've enchanted me, and taken me away from the bewilderment and captivation of Maya, of Cupid, of Kandarpa, of lust, and love God, the God of God, the lust God, Madan. So I take shelter, Gati Matsarvaswa, I take shelter at Padambojo, at your lotus Ambuji, Ambujo, at your lotus feet, and Matsarvaswa, Sarvaswa, your lotus feet are my everything. gati, you're the goal, you're the param gati, you're the supreme and only goal of my life. Param gati, I have no other destination, no other aspiration, no other goal, no other desire, no other hankering than to attain the service, eternal service of your sweet lotus feet. That is my everything. That is my only hope. Mat sarvastva padam bhojo radha madana mohano. I take shelter of your lotus feet, Radha Madan Mohan, which are my only destination and my everything. So in Prem Vilas, Nityananda Das, he explains about this story. He says that one should hear the story of how Madan Mohan made his appearance with a single-pointed mind. Damodar Chobe and his beloved wife, Sri Vallabha, were very lovingly worshipping Madan Gopal in Mathura. Out of love, they cared for him as if he were their son. Indeed, actually, believe it or not, the Lord sometimes played and quarreled with the sons of Damodar Chobe. Sometimes Madan Gopal even complained to Damodar about his sons. And the deity Madan Gopal, as he was known as, would eat and sleep together with Damodar's children. When Sanatana Goswami was living in Vrindavan, this deity came in his dream. He said, "Oh Baba, I am staying at the house of a devotee in Mathura named Damodar Chobe. I want you to bring me to Vrindavan. I want to stay with you and receive service from you, because I know that you'll serve me with great care and attention." So in the pretext of begging alms, the next day, Sanatana Goswami went to visit Damodar Chobe in Mathura. Sanatana Goswami was amazed at the intense love and affection that Damodar Chobe and his wife displayed for Madan Mohan. It appeared to Sanatana Goswami that Damodar and his wife were expansions of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya. At that time, when he was standing in the house of Damodar Chobe, the deity of Madan Mohan spoke to Sanatana and said, "Hey Baba, you can take me wherever you want." Then the Lord, the deity of Madan Mohan, he turned to Damodar Chobe and his wife and he said, "Dear mother and father, please believe my words. You have so lovingly nourished me and served me as if I were your own son. There is no doubt about it that in the future you will both live eternally with me in Goloka Vrindavan. However, at this particular juncture of time, I would like to go to Braj and take service from Sanatana Goswami. Please do not feel any unhappiness or discomfort at my request." Hearing this, Damodar and his wife began to cry and wail. Then Lord Madan Mohan consoled them with many sweet words. Sanatana Goswami offered obeisances to Damodar Chobe, then took the Madan Mohan deity to Vrindavan. Sanatana began to offer Madan Mohan whatever little service he could. Of course, he didn't have much money to make any elaborate offerings. There was no question of chavan bhog. There was no question of even misery. The only thing he could offer was a little madukari, kacham bhog, that he would collect every day. Sanatana Goswami would collect some kacha atta, whole wheat flour, in his begging bowl from Madhukari. Then he would go home, would go to his kuti at Dwarasaditya and collect a little yamuna jal and roll the flour into little balls called bhatti, little wheat balls, yamuna water and whole wheat flour. And Sanatana Goswami would collect some dry twigs and dried leaves here and there and make a small fire and burn that fire into coals or ashes. And at that time he would drop the balls into the coals. And then they would slowly cook in the hot coals, hot wood charcoal, and become a little black on the outside, but they were cooked inside. It's called wheat bhatti. Of course, he didn't have money for salt. Salt was very rare. Not everyone had salt in those days. And those who had it had to pay a dear price for it. So in taking those balls, he would offer, put a tulsi on them and offer them in his hand, because he had no tali or tray or any donor or bowl or anything. He would put them in his hand and show them, offer them to the deity of Madan Mohan with all the love and devotion he had within him. Then he would take that Mahaprasad. So that was extremely humble and simple service. But the Brijvasis were very happy with the behavior and service of Sanatana Goswami, seeing him serve as Madan Mohan deity. But somehow, after some time, the deity of Madan Mohan desired to have his own temple and not to just stay in it, sit on the branch of a tree every night, which was his makeshift temple. In the absence of a temple, Madan Mohan kept him on a branch of a tree. So Madan Mohan made an arrangement, unknown to anyone else, but there was a cargo boat belonging to Krishna Kapoor. He was bringing some very, very expensive cargo down the Yamuna River to sell in Agra. But somehow, by Madan Mohan's arrangement, the boat got stuck in a sandbar, which is a very shallow area of water that sometimes appears in the river. And you can't see that collection of sand under the water, but it's there, and the boat ran aground on that and got stuck on that sandbar and couldn't go downstream anymore, couldn't move because the heavy cargo got lodged over there. So the merchant, Mr. Kapoor, was rather alarmed and concerned that if he doesn't get his produce and merchandise to the Agra market soon, then it will spoil or he'll lose the sales. So he inquired about where he can get some help. Someone suggested that he ask the Baba, maybe the Baba Siddha Baba, he could ask him. Because he was right there, his kutir was right next to the Jamuna. So the merchant, Mr. Kapoor, he went to visit Sanatana. He offered dandavats at Madan Mohan's feet. And he offered a prayer with folded hands to Madan Mohan that if his boat got free, then whatever profit he would make from this delivery, he would donate to build a temple for the happiness of Madan Mohan. As soon as he offered this prayer and sankalpa to Madan Mohan, at that moment his boat full of cargo began to move off the sandbar and began sailing freely downstream. A short time later, that merchant, Mr. Kapoor, he made a grand profit, and as promised, he built a gorgeous temple for Madan Mohan and made elaborate arrangements for the pleasurable service of the deity, including vast amount of land to be used for income of grains and milk and even money from rents. So this is a story very briefly told in Prem Vilas by Nityananda Das. Madan Mohan Ki Jai.